Glenn Mays with the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, and I'm going to, I think we got a very nice transition into, from Jackie's talk, looking at what our network of public health systems and services research looks like to, now what I'm going to share with you are some glimpses of research happening within the Public Health Practice-Based Research Networks program, specifically research that is looking at issues of management and administration, again, recognizing the theme of this session and the sponsorship of the health administration section. And so let me first ask, how many people are familiar with the Public Health PBRN program? Okay, good. That'll help me gauge. I don't need to give a lot of background on that. But we did have another session yesterday that focused on more of the quality-related research happening within the networks. And so I will, in the 15 or so minutes today, give you some highlights of management-oriented research and activities designed to help inform management, help us move toward more evidence-based management in public health delivery through the work happening in the public health PBRNs. I do want to mention two quick things. One is, in this session, I'm only going to have time to just give you some highlights of what's happening, but I'd be glad to stay around after this session if people have more specific questions about specific research happening within networks, or if you want to learn more about how to get involved in this program. I'll be glad to do that. The other thing I want to mention is that with our funders and partners at the Robert Johnson Foundation, we are very interested in understanding what other research interests and research questions are out there specifically related to management and public health that we should begin to look at through the public health PBRNs. So if you have a good research question for us or a topical area that you think we could begin to explore through the public health PBRNs, we invite you to share that with us. The RWJ folks, the team, public health team, are blogging at this meeting throughout the meeting, and they have a website up and running where you can submit your research questions and ideas, and that website is www.rwjfapha.com. RWJFAPHA.com. So if you've got a research idea that comes up from this session or for other sessions that you think would be valuable for us to pursue through the work of through PHSSSR or through the work of our public health PBRNs, please let us know. Log onto that site, submit your comments and your ideas. Okay. Nothing to disclose. Again, this program is funded by the Robert Johnson Foundation. You can see our core staff at the National Coordinating Center of the Public Health PBRNs are there, and Charlotte Smith, my colleague, is here with me in the audience. We also benefit from a wonderful National Advisory Committee, leaders across the country, public health researchers, public health administrators, and leaders that we couldn't do this work without them and their insight. Again, this research that practice-based research in public health, motivated by our growing recognition that we have a relatively thin evidence base on which to base our policy and administrative decisions in public health. We don't have a strong evidence base to suggest financing, workforce, organization issues, and we're trying to close that gap and to build that evidence base to help inform administration and practice. We know, just like in the medical care world, we have issues of variation in practice and variation in activities across the country. We need to make progress in understanding how much of that variation is appropriate and warranted based on differences in community needs and values, and how much of that variation may represent opportunities for improving how we organize and deliver services. And so that's very much what the public health PBRN program is about. It's about creating infrastructure for conducting practice-based research in public health. Studies that really look at real-world public health settings and organizing research within those settings. Studies designed to help inform decision-making in public health. And for this session in particular, we're looking at research designed to help managers make better decisions about how to organize and deliver programs. Studying innovations in practice and using the data and observations that we collect through the practice of public health, using those observations to support research, applied research in public health. Public health PBRNs, again, I think there's a lot of familiarity already with this program. These networks include public health practice agencies, state and local agencies, and their community partners coming together with academic and research partners to build capacity and infrastructure for organizing research in real-world public health delivery settings. It involves a partnership between practitioners and researchers throughout the research process, from identifying the research questions to organizing and designing studies, collecting data, dealing with the issues of measurement, and then importantly translating those findings back out into practice. And again, for today's talk. I'll be sharing with you some research that's really designed to help translate and inform management decisions in public health. We now have 12 public health PBRNs that are up and running around the country. Initial cohort of five of these networks in green there started up, or our first cohort started up in December 2008, and then another seven networks began operations just earlier this year. We also have a growing number of affiliate PBRNs who are not receiving funding through this program from the Robert Johnson Foundation, but nevertheless have organized, are interested in conducting this kind of research, and are collaborating with us through our coordinating center in our national program. And so we're always eager to hear about new organizations who are interested in forming networks and joining us in this work. The research projects that I'll be giving you some highlights from today are funded through a couple different mechanisms that are part of this program. Networks, when they first begin operations, they pursue and they organize some small-scale studies that are designed to give the network some proof of concept that they can actually work together, they can organize a doable research project. These are typically small studies, largely descriptive in nature, looking at issues that are of interest in terms of public health practice. We then fund, we also make available larger scale research awards that we call research implementation awards that are designed to support larger scale research activities that are organized within the PBRNs. And a number of the studies that I'll highlight today are these research implementation awards. We also have another mechanism, the quick strike research projects, that are designed to fund short-term, very time-sensitive studies on emerging issues in practice. And so we have a few of those quick strike research projects that are up and running around the country as well that are quite useful. So in terms of evidence-based management and management-related research, there are really two overarching themes that are specially attuned to management issues that our networks are pursuing around the country. One relates to the economic environment that we're in now and how public health agencies, public health managers and administrators are responding to the economic shocks that we've all experienced over the last 2 years with reductions in funding, forcing decisions about allocating resources in new ways. If you have to cut, where do you cut and what impact does it make? How do public health leaders and administrators make decisions about in response to the economic shock? So that's one major theme that we have a number of studies pursuing across the country in that area. A second one relates to looking at new models for organizing and delivering public health services through a variety of different strategies that we kind of use this generic term regionalization, or looking at regional service delivery models to capture that. We have a number of studies happening in a number of different states looking at different takes on public health regionalization strategies and how public health decision makers are thinking about and pursuing and implementing those strategies. So these are two overarching themes that are being pursued. In that first category, this slide gives you some snapshots of studies looking at public health decision making in response to economic shocks. We have studies in five states. Five of our PBRN networks have studies ongoing looking at this. In the state of Washington, for example, the Washington PBRN is looking at variation in across local public health agencies and local health departments in the magnitude and the incidence of budget reductions, and then how public health leaders are actually responding to those budget reductions in terms of cuts in services and reallocation of resources. North Carolina, very similarly, is looking at a specific program that has received budget reductions and funding cuts, and that is the Medicaid maternity case management programming. That has historically, local health departments have been actively involved in response to the economic climate. Now, health departments are in many cases moving away from that service delivery model. And North Carolina PBRN is looking at the effects of that response on the local public health system there. Connecticut, interestingly, in this past year, the state of Connecticut, in response to the economic climate, has had to cut back on some of the state subsidies that the state health department provides to locals, especially to small local health departments under 50,000 population. And so the Connecticut PBRN has a study underway to look at how locals are responding to that reduction and what impact it's having on the delivery system. Ohio, again, looking at a specific programmatic area that that is affected by these economic shocks, and that is the local health department's responsibility for enforcing the state's new Smoke-Free Workplace Act. Locals are given broad discretion in actually how they enforce that law, and in terms of the levels of the magnitude of fees and fines that are levied for violations, as well as the frequency of inspections and enforcement activities. And so the Ohio network is looking at how the economic downturn is affecting what it is locals are doing in terms of their level of engagement around enforcement of this new policy. And then finally, both in Wisconsin and Florida are looking at studies looking at documenting variations in spending changes and funding sources and what effects those are having, again, on service delivery at the local level. So I think, looking across these different studies, we're gonna be able to learn a lot about, again, how public health decision makers make decisions, tough decisions in the current economic climate. The second theme I mentioned, regionalized service delivery. Again, a number of studies happening within the PBRNs that are looking at different aspects of this. Of this management issue. Massachusetts, as we know, is one state that has been looking at a variety of regionalization strategies and looking at different ways of implementing those strategies across its 351 local public health jurisdictions, I think, in the state of Massachusetts. And so the Massachusetts PBRN has a study underway looking at how local administrative and policy leaders are making decisions about implementation of regionalized service delivery models. Similarly, in Nebraska, Nebraska has been a leader in developing regional health department structure statewide. And the Nebraska PBRN, one of our newer PBRNs, has a study underway looking at how issues of the organization of local public health agencies and workforce characteristics are impacting how the regional health department models are actually being implemented across that state. Connecticut, again, is looking at also a state that is looking at different approaches to regionalization, and in their in that PBRN, they're looking at how state mandated services and state funding reductions are actually affecting, facilitating, or inhibiting local decisions about regional service delivery models. And then finally, here in the great state of Colorado, the Colorado PBRN has a wonderful study underway looking at the impact of a major state legislation passed back in 2008 that really reforms and reinvigorates the public health infrastructure here in Colorado. So the PBRN here in Colorado is looking at the effect of that statewide law on the different approaches to regionalization that local public health agencies are using here in the state, documenting variation in the local legal instruments that health departments are using to implement the state law, and looking at alternative ways of actually operationalizing regionalization across the state. Some really exciting studies underway on this topic. Couple of other studies that are underway that are related to management and management decision making. Increasingly, as the networks are organizing their studies and pursuing these opportunities, we're recognizing a need to develop some better methods and metrics of measuring what it is that public health agencies do, being actually able to measure the outputs of public health agencies, and being able to study in a more rigorous way the production processes for actually producing public health services. Modeling this work on work that has been underway for a number of decades now, to study production processes in the clinical healthcare world, in terms of looking at physician services or hospital delivery, we're now beginning to develop some capacity for applying the same kind of metrics and same kind of analytic tools for studying the production process of public health services at state and local levels. And so we have very recently organized a multi-network research project around this issue, measuring the production of public health services, designed to answer these kind of questions that are bubbling up through our networks. How best do we what kind of resources and staffing levels are needed to produce a given basket of public health services? What can we learn about efficiency and productivity metrics in public health practice? Can we find empirical ways of defining public health underserved areas, much like we have medically underserved areas now? The MUAs that are defined across the country are in part based on medical care production functions, and so we need to be able to estimate analogous kinds of issues in public health to define where geographic areas that might be underserved by public health infrastructure, as well as looking at workforce issues and again, more of these regionalization issues. So we have now underway an effort that involves basically 11 of our 12 networks now have signed on to this multi-network project designed to help us measure more clearly the outputs of public health practice, measuring service delivery in these kind of domains, looking at availability, looking at volume and intensity of service delivery, capacity, reach, quality, as we talked about in the session last year, as well or yesterday, and as well as developing metrics for efficiency in public health delivery. As well, this is a study again that has we're just organizing this fall, and so we won't have results to share from this for some time. But again, we're building this capacity to begin to answer some of the more compelling management questions. This is not going to be an easy task. We recognize that, a number of very thorny measurement issues that we have to face in terms of measuring what it is that we produce in public health practice. We produce a wide variety of different kinds of activities. For many of them, especially population health activities, the units of service are not necessarily easy to measure. The production processes that we use in public health involve multiple organizations, and we've got limitations in terms of data sources to use. And so, but this is one of our first large-scale multi-network research projects that's designed to help us make progress on this. And Betty Beckmeyer and the Washington PBRN are playing a leading role in helping organize this study that we're now calling FAST, the Public Health Activities and Services Tracking Study. So, stay tuned, and again, let me know if you want more information on that. We've also been inspired by Jackie Merrill's work in network analysis and have begun to apply some of these metrics for looking at the structure of our public health PBRNs and how they're organized, and how recognizing that public health PBRNs are mechanisms for actually producing and disseminating evidence and evidence-based management in public health. This slide just shows you descriptively some of the results from applying network analysis metrics to our initial cohort of five PBRNs that we worked with earlier this year. This shows you the kind of the network structure of four of these four of our PBRNs, and what you see here is obviously wide variation in how these networks are coming together, the patterns of interaction around practice-based research occurring within the networks. Did you want to see more of that, Jackie? not yet. We have asked, just in this initial baseline network analysis, have asked the participants in our networks, what do they hope to get out of their participation in this kind of a applied research initiative? And so this slide shows you a number of the different kinds of expected benefits that our practitioner and research participants expect to gain from their collaboration in public health PBRNs. And you can see especially an interest in evidence to improve practice rating very highly, and being able to steer research to more relevant, practice-relevant questions being two of the more highly rated expected benefits of participating in networks. And then very recently we've done some work to look at how characteristics of the structure of our public health networks are related to some of those expected benefits, expected payoffs from spending time and effort in a public health PBRN. I put this slide up here for Jackie because I thought she might be especially interested. And what this slide shows you is that the density of an organization within a PBRN, and how many connections it has to other participants in the network, is positively associated with the expected benefits from participating in a public health PBRN. So our participants who have more connections with others in the network more likely to see expect to see benefits from their participation.
For now.
okay. There may be some diseconomies of scale down the road. Another interesting finding, our measure of centrality, which is basically as a measure of the extent to which an organization falls in the center of that network or more toward the periphery of that network, how integrated they are into the network, we actually found centrality to be inversely related with the expected benefits of participating in a public health PBRN. So it's the more marginal or more peripheral organizations in the PBRN right now that expect to see the largest benefits from being a part of these kind of research networks and making progress. So we've, again, this is just results from kind of a baseline network, baseline view of what our networks look like in public health. We're going to be repeating this over time and kind of tracking how our network structures evolve over time, and hopefully learning about the public health PBRN model as an intervention, as a mechanism for stimulating more and better, not only more and better research, but also helping that to translate that research into actual better managerial decision making. So with that, this is still a young enterprise. We're still early in our experience with developing public health PBRNs and organizing management-related research through these networks. We are already having some success with engaging practitioners and research partners and making progress with developing research designs, making some progress on measurement issues. Our hope and our goal is that all of this will ultimately result in better research that is more produces findings, is more relevant to practice, and ultimately helping us to inform public health decision making and lead to a higher performing public health system overall. So again, I'll look forward to questions and would love to talk with others after the session as well. Thank you.